Yeah, so you're holding the Afri Yamar Aleph in Mill Shail again. Someone again says the Kaf again, so again. Someone says Ragla shows the Oilo. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, take Kul Oilo, hold him, becomes Oilo. Talmud the Pasuk says, no, Kol Ashiyitim Mimenu Lashem Yekodish. Is Mimenu Kodish, like Kulu Kodish. Just I'm say, just a foot of the animal should be Oilo, so the whole thing does not become a carbon. Yochel, I would have thought to say, then Tate say, Alchun, nothing is Chal at all. Talmud the Pasuk says, Yea, Bev Yosin Tay. Meaning to say that something is chal. Okay, so how do we come out? Is timoch letzorcha eilus. Since you made the kedushas oil on just the regal, so the foot has the kedushas oil on it. So the eitzer is sell this animal now to somebody that needs to bring a korban oil, and therefore use the whole thing for korban oil. And vidomeho chulin. Its money is chulin. Chutz medmei oisei eiver shablei. Just the money you mechayiv yourself for that aver, that money you have to give back to Hegdish. But the rest of the animals should remain a korban oila. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So if you just say ragla shazu oila, the whole thing does not become a korban oila. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, Minayin, how do I know to say that loim, if somebody says ragla shazu oila, just the foot of this animal should be a korban oila, shakuli oila, automatically the kedushas chal upon no animal? Talmudim, the pasuk says yes. It says Kol Asher Yitim Emenu Lashem Yiyakodesh. If Yiyakodesh is the rabbi says Kula, that those things becomes kodesh in this pashit. Since you make kedusha only just on the regal, it's nispashit over the animal. Now we have Fidul Laman Diyam. Even according to Man Yamar says Ain Kula Oilo, that those things does not become a korban oil. According to Rabbi Meir, Han immediately wonders Rabbi Meir say that the Aktish Dovesh and Neshamat Luyiboy. We only makdish the foot, something that it could live without it. If you makdish, say, the head or the heart, something that you can't live without it, then kitchakul, everybody agrees those things as chal. So back to Akash, how come we said before, we're talking about kedushas mizbeach, so how can we say if you makdish the head, so just the head is kodesh, not the rest of the animal? Here we're saying everybody agrees, if you makdish the head, the kurit should be chal, the whole animal, it should be nispashit, those things become kodesh. So, Marin Sotei Lakash is no stereo. Ha Begdusha Saguf, Ha Begdusha Domin. When do we say if you it's Chal on the whole thing, that's Kedusha Saguf, Rashi says. Ha Diktoni Posh the Kedusha Bekula, the Kedusha spreads over the whole thing. Kagoin Diyakdusha Kedusha Saguf, Yomakdusha Kedusha Saguf. The Yoma you said, Roish Behem Mezu Akravoilo. The head of this animal should become a carbon, the head of this animal should be a carbon oil. So then we say if nispashat on the whole animal becomes a kedusha soilo. But a bryce of liyel, that we said before, if you makdish the head, only the head is kodesh, not the rest, the ain lekodshe mizbeach el roisho shaporik going, what was the case there? The akdash el adomim. Not that you will makdish it for the mizbeach, but you only will makdish it to give the money to the mizbeach, to the hegdish. The yom is like this, rosh bein mezu olai. The head of this animal should be upon me, lidmei oila, meaning the value of it, I'll give that much money to the mizbeach to buy a korban oila. Is lidmei oila, dumya di ova di eved v'chamor, just like before, if you makdish the eved or the chamor, t'leshaycha bugdish the guf, lakrov, you can't be makrov an eved or a chamor. So pshit today, what you meant to say was lidmei. Here also it means lidmei. So all the gdushas domim, his eved was not in the spashit. Therefore, if you say, Harei Elai, the domim of this head, of the head of the animal, you only have to give the value of the head. It's not an espasha on the whole animal. Now the Gemara says, I have a marhu domar, like you yourself said, marhu domar, Rashi said, the parakama, the tamura, that you yourself said over there, that the makdish zochor l'domov, if somebody wants to be makdish a zochor, just for the value of it, to give to Hegdish, it's Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf. They go automatically, it's Chalak Kedusha Zaguf on the animal. As Migu de Nachti Kedusha Zdomim is Nachti Kedusha Zaguf. Rashi says, that's the Gemara in the Perakam of the Tumura, that Higdi Zohar Ayil, Techaz it's fit for an Oilo, Viyakdisha Litimei Oilo, you only Makdisha that you want to give the value of it to the Mizbeach, is automatically Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf. Vuatzma Yakdi, if you bring it in itself for Korbin. Rashi says, the Migu de Nachti Kedusha Zdomim, Nachti Kedusha Zaguf. It's the same thing here also then. Even if we're talking about Lidmei, Kiyoma Roish Por Lidmei, When the person said the head of this cow should be upon me to give the money of it for korban olah, is also right away tikdush legufan. Those things should become kaddish. Hoyel since it's chazi, then it's pasha kedusha bekula. So it's love akasha. Why do we say if you makdish the head, even the demay is only the head kaddish, not the rest? Why not? Everything should be kaddish. So Mora says, lekasha od yakdish kula od yakdish chadeva. When you makdish do animal the demay, then we say it's chal kedusha zaguf on the animal. But here we only makdish one eva just there. It's not chal. So you only makdish the domim of one aver, then it's not chal on the whole thing. So that's the question, why? Chad aver nami, l'chura, iboilon, it's also a shayla. Why do you say so for sure it's no good? It's also a shayla. How the Gemara, we'll have in the Gemara tomorrow. That the boy rabbi has a shayla over there. What's going to be hiktish aver l'domov? Somebody's makdish is just a foot, or just the head of a cow, for the value of the gift to hegdish. So now he has a shayla. Ki boy alone, so it's sad to say there that it's chal kedusha on the whole thing. So what's the shal over there? Be poshut from our Gemara here that it's not chal on the whole thing, because here it says if you makdish the head, even the demay, but like we're talking about, it's not chal on the whole animal. So Gemara says no, it could be ki boy alone betam. Where do we have the shal there in the Gemara in Tamura? Where you makdish the head of an animal that's a tam? Hocha b'balmum. Here we're talking about where you makdish the head of this pora that's a balmum. Therefore, it's not an espasha to kedusha on no animal, because it's not fit to be a korban anyway. And what's the proof we're talking about a balmum over here? Domi de chamor. Then we're talking about a balmum by a chamor. It says another case of the chamor, the head of the chamor. So it says the head of the pora. It also means a pora that has a mum on it. So therefore, it's not chal the kedusha upon the whole animal, because it's a balmum. So Mora says no. Balmum nami iboi ilon. There's also a shal there in the Gemara Tumura by a behemoth of Balmum. The boy Rabbi has a shal like this. If somebody says, Dinei Roy Shalagabi Mizbeach. Somebody says he wants to be Mechayev to give the value of his head to the Mizbeach. That's what he says. He said, Dinei Roy Shai le Mizbeach. Yeah. Rashi says, Mi'im, yeah. So the shal over there was, yeah. The boy Rabba, yeah, Dinei Roshi. I want to give the value of my head, or Legavi Mizbech Mal, is Ki Boy Lon Mekame de Ashma Lomastis. Before we heard this Mishnah, but Hashta the Shoma, now they heard this Mishnah, Lemi Bolin has no Shaila, and the Chametan Nespashit Bekula. Right. Rashi says, Betam Dikulamema de Techas Lakadusha Saguf, to Achazel Lakrova. O'Brisa, the postulate, Loikitcha Kulu Balmum Kamari, Dum the Ever Chamor. The Shadow was, guy says, Demei Roshalim is Beach, it's also considered like a Balmum, because he's not fit to be brought on the Mizbeachi himself. It's also a Shadow over there. Maybe you have to give the value of your whole body, or maybe no, just the value of your head. So you see, even when you just say your head, which you're a Balmum, a person's a Balmum, a person can be brought for Korbin, still it's in the Shaila. Maybe it actually means the value of himself, of himself. That he boy there was before our Gemara here. But once they learned our Brisa, it says when you makdish the May Pora, the rush of the head. And we're talking about now the head here is a Balmum. So we see it's only Chal, you only have to pay the value of the head and not the value of the animal. So for sure we see on the Balmum, we do not say Nespashit on the whole animal. Here also, when you makdish your head, you only have to give the value of your head, not the value of your whole body, to hegdish. Yeah. Halakh Moses Gufa, what we just say before, that boy Rabbi had a shower like this. Temei roish legabi mizbeach. If somebody says, I want to give the value of my head to the mizbeach, to hegdish, is mao. Nidim bechvoidoi, oye nidim bechvoidoi. Is do we said we have before, bechvoidoi means, since his head is something that the nisham is tuluyabo. So once you want to give the value of your head, you automatically have to give the value of your whole body. Or maybe, no, it's not nidim bechvoidoi. Maybe you don't have to give the value of your whole body, just the value of your head, what you said. So Mora says, why? Layashbichin bedomim, diena nidim bechvoidoi. Usually any time you want to give the value of something, the value of an animal, we say when you makdish the head, you mean to give the value of the whole animal. So also, even though you meant to say your head, the value of your head, also, you mean to say the value of your whole body. Or do we maybe know? That halacha of nidim bechvoidoi we had before is only to give the money to the Bedek Abayis. when you want to give the money to the Mizbeach, there we don't find this. We don't find Legabi Mizbeach, there should be a klal of Lefi Kvodoi. So if when you want to give the value of your head to the Mizbeach to be used, to be brought Kabbonis with, maybe there it's not called Bichvodoi. So that was the Shaila before, and Achlami will push the Pnau Gemara here, that's like it's not Chal, it's not Chal. Yeah. Oh, no, okay. I do mul ask a call Legabi Mizbeach, and the Bichvodoi take, well, that's a good Shaila. And the Shaila before we're just saying that the words are Baal Mum, then it's not Mispashit. But the Shaila Bichvodoi, if you want to be Mechayv yourself, just the Demei of your head, is it either Mechvodoi or not, that's a Shaila. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Boy Rava has a shower like this. Boy Rava, Erki Yolai. Somebody says, I have a chiv Erki, the value of how much he's worth to give to the Mizbeach. So he says, Erki Yolai Lagabi Mizbeach. Usually, regular Erkin is the value that you are, you have to give to the Beit HaGabayis. Here the person says, clearly, I don't want to give it to the Beit HaGabayis, but I want to give the money to be used for the Mizbeach to buy Kabonis. So it's like you're making a neder now to give the value that you're worth according to the Torah to give that money l'tzorach mizbech. So you're also mal nidim b'hastig yad. What's going to be if your erichin, let's say, is 50 shkolim? And when it comes to pay it up, you can't afford more than 10 shkolim. So by regular erichin, you only have to pay according to what you could afford. What about over here? Oyein nidim b'hastig yad. What's the shayla? Anytime you have a parsha of erichin, when you come to pay, you only have to pay according to how much you can afford. If you can't afford, you don't have to pay more. Or then maybe no. But here it's a modern case. Here you said that your erichin, how much you're worth, not that you want to give it to the Beit HaGabayis, but you want to give it to the Mizbeach. So whenever you give money, you mechayv yourself to give money to the Mizbeach to buy karbonis, we never find that you could redeem the chiyuv unless you give shaviv, how much you have to give. So since here you said that your erchin, you want to be mechayv yourself to give it to the mizbeach, maybe even though you can't afford it, you'll have to wait until you get more money and pay them more money, but maybe you can't get away with a cheaper price. So take it, that's a good shayla. Boy Ravashi, Rashi has another shayla. Boy Ravashi, what's going to be higdish sode achuza? You have a ste achuza, means a field that you yashin from your father, it's your field, and you mark the ship now. But you said, Legabi Mizbeach, you want the value of the field to go to the Mizbeach. You want to buy Karbonos with that money. So, Ma, what's the locha? How could you redeem it now? Mi Arminu, do we say, Layashikon, we don't find, Stei Achuza, a field that you have Yerusha on, the Mifriko, that usually when you mark this field stam, there's a special kula when you come to redeem it, you have a right to redeem it, El, according to this Cheshbon of Beis Zera Chaymasarim. How a big field that takes you to plant a chaymer, a large sum of sarim of bali, that amount of field you have a right to redeem a chamishim shekel kesef with only 50 shkolim, even though it's worth maybe 1,000. The Torah gives a kula, you have a right to redeem it for 50 shkolim, this piece of land. So maybe you're also, when you mak the shit to give the money to the mizbeach, has the same halacha. Lamais, it's your stay achuza. Or Dilma, maybe no. When we don't find the Gabi Mizbeach, the Gerto, the Mizbeach, the Mifrikele B'Shavyov. The Maisa, this day Achuza, when you makdish it, like you wanted the money of it to go to the Mizbeach. So any time you mechayv yourself to give money to the Mizbeach, you have to pay the whole chayv, you never find the whole leeway. So maybe here you can't redeem it with this new Shir Chamishim Shkolim, but you'd have to pay the real value of the karka. And that value you'd have to give to the Mizbeach. So take that's a good Shiloh, could you redeem it with this cheshbon of chayma of beis zera chayma sarim mechamishim shekel or not? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be pochos mi ben chodesh is nidur avoloi nerech. You have a kid that's not a month old yet, so pochos ben chodesh nidur. If somebody wants to make a neder, how much that person is worth that he has to give to the mizbeach, he could do. But the kid has no erichin yet. Erichin only starts once you're 30 days old. Before 30 days old, there's no parsh of erichin in the Torah. So Tanur Rabbanon like this. Hamarich pochus mi ben chodesh. If somebody says, puts upon himself the chiv to give how much this kid 3 days old is worth, his erichin. So we just said there's no erichin in the Torah. The Torah only starts when you're a month old. So what does it mean to say? He still has to pay the money. Even though he said Hamarich, he said Erchin, we'll soon see, he knows that that's not Chal, so he really meant to say the value of the kid. He meant nothing is Chal, since he said Erchin, there's no Erchin on a kid. Less than 30 days old. So B'maikim, if it was some Achleikis over here, Rabbi Meir Sover, Eino, the Moitzi Devor Labatola, he never said anything Labatola. Therefore, your day, a person knows, Shein Erchin, Apokos, Ben Chodesh, there's no Erchin, less than a month old. So therefore, when the person said Hamarich, he wants to be Marich, put the chiv upon himself, the goma v'yoma l'shem damin. That's what Meir swore. You don't say anything levatole in vain. So for sure, what you meant to say is you want to mechayv yourself to give the money of it. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Adam moitzi d'var levatole. A person's not so makpid, he says things in vain. So here, even though you said Hamarich, you want to give the erichin of it, and the Meir said there's no erichin of a kid less than 30 days old, so you potter. So Meir says now, so Kamanoz, who's a goal like Kamanoz law? Hold the Yomer of Gidl, Omer Rav, that Oima Erech Kli Olai. Somebody says, I want to give the Erech of this Kli, should be upon me. And we know there's no such thing as Erechin by a Keli. It's only by people, not by a Kli, a utensil. So what's the Loch? It says still, Noisein Domim, you have to pay the value of the Kli to Hegdish. So who's this go like? Chur Krab Meya. Like we say, another Maitse Devil of Atola. The Marseb Shita, the Krab Meya. So what goes according to Krab Meya? Who else? So Mar says, yes. Mother time, I would have thought to say, Afilu Kerabon, here goes even Kerabon Rabbon and Chita. I would have thought, Hosem, Muditoi, Sovaki, Echidik, Erechin, Leben, Chodesh, Ikanam, Lepokos, Ben Chodesh. When do Rabbon argue only when you say Erechin on a kid less than a month old? That people make a mistake. They think just like after a month old is an Erechin, who are then he has value less than a month old. So the person made a mistake. We don't say he means Domin, he meant Erechin, as Takanat Chal. When a person said the erich of this kli, the leka limite, nobody can make mistakes. Everybody knows there's no erich into a kli. Vada yodim day, maybe I would have thought to everybody knows shen erich lekli, the kli has no value to it, and therefore the gom of yom l'shem dam. For sure, he meant to say l'shem damim. Yes, kamashman as the chiddush know that even according to rabbanan, still the person can make a mistake, and he meant erich, and therefore nothing is chal. So Morris says, what are you telling me the chiddush then? Ule Rabbi Meir l'mayit. What do I need the chiddush according to Meir for? Like Shita. So Morris says, yes, Marathim, I would have thought to say, maybe time with Rabbi Meir Hosom, the Goza Pokas Ben Chodesh, Otto Ben Chodesh. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Meir says, if you say Erechin on a kid less than a month, it's Chaum, not because a person not Moitzi Dvorah Levatolo, but it's Xerah the Kalocha, that since after 30 days it is Chaum, so it's Xerah Chaum before also. I will hoch about by a kli to lekel and exit. There's no reason to make exeri. Everybody knows a kli has no erchin on it. Same aloy, maybe we're not pichal at all. Kamashna lets the chiddush know. The time of what's the reason of Reb Meir? The time of the Reb Meir is the enod de moitz the role of atol. A person doesn't say things in vain. And therefore, when he says the kli should be erchin, or else when he says that kid less than 30 days should have an erchin, leishnocha. Is chal that avada that pshat is a person not moisi the world of atolo, and therefore it does make a difference whether he said it upon a kli or upon a kid less than 30 days. In both cases, what he meant really to say is the value of the kid, the value of the kli, is upon him to give to Hegdish. Now the Gemara says, "Kaman noz luhuz ago like hodi yama rabba bar Yosef." That the Rav Yosef says, "Omer Rav, for yarmulah some say Omer Rav Yeva bar Yosi Omer Rav." That Hamakdish Behemis Chaveroim, if somebody's Makdish Behemis that belongs to his Chaver. Now we know you have no right to do that. You can't be Makdish something that doesn't belong to you. Still it says Aloha, Noisim Demer, you have to give the value of that animal to Hegdish. So does this go like? Kaman Lechur Krabi Meir. Goes like Krabi Meir. That he says what? A person doesn't say anything Levatol in vain. So you know that he can't be Makdish somebody else's animal. So what you really meant to say was the value of that animal should be upon you. So here's the question, I Omer Rav Chodzim, Rav said this already one time. The Yom Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Chaim, if somebody says, Erech Kli Olai, that the value of this Kli should be upon me, Erech Kli Olai, is Noisein Domev, that you have to give the value of the Kli to Hegdish. That's what Meir Svarim. You don't say anything Levatola. So Meir says, yes. The Mother Tehmah would have thought to say, Hosamu, to your day, Yeshen, Erech Kli. See, everybody knows there's no Erech, and the Torah doesn't give an Erech on a Kli, only upon people. Therefore, the gom of Yom L'Shem Dom, therefore sure the person meant to say, I want to be mechayv myself the value of the Kli to Hegdish. Avo Behema, to Bas Migdashi, a behema has shaykhus to ring for a korban. Is equal a name of dochim, I thought he meant like this. So, he meant like this, that maybe Yamina Lola Mora, maybe I'm going to tell the master, I'm going to tell the owner of this animal, that Mazvin Lola Li, please sell me your animal. And Tiktishlo Mahashto, what I meant to say is, then it should be Chal Eglish right now, for Yaakov, and I'll bring it for a korban. Maybe that's what the person meant. Again, here, he went and he set upon somebody else's behema, that animal should be Hegdish. So here, maybe the guy really meant to make it Hegdish, because he thought he's going to go to the owner, and he's going to buy the animal off the owner, and what he meant to say is, therefore, the Hegdish should be Chal right now. Maybe he did not mean to be Mechayiv himself, the value of the animal. And therefore, nothing should be Chal over here, because you can't be Makta something that doesn't belong to you. Yes, Kamash, but not the Chiddush know that even here also the person knows that he can't be makdish the animal that doesn't belong to you, and for sure what you meant to say was just the value of that animal should be upon you to give to Hegdish. Amar Rav Ashi, Vudiyoma Olai. It's only if you said the word Olai. It's upon me the Chiv. Avoloma Harei Zuloi. But if you said this animal should be Hegdish, then it's not, that does not mean the money. Then for sure when he said Harei Zu, that this animal should be Hegdish, for sure what he meant to say is that animal should be Hegdish. The mice, since the animal doesn't belong to him, the mice won't be Chal. Yeah. Now the Gemara's Mishnah says, Oyved Kechavim, what's going to be by a goy? Shrevi Meir Oyme Nerech. A goy is also in the parish of Erechim. That means he has value according to how old he is. So the Negeya for Yisrael says, I want to be Mechayiv myself to give the Erech of this goy, you have to give according to how old he is. But if the goy himself says he wants to have a chiyuv to give his own erchin or to give the value of another Jew to the Hegdish, that no, a goy can't be marich, but there is an erchin for goy. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, marich, no, a goy could make erchin. A goy could be mechayiv himself to give the value of somebody else, of himself, to Hegdish, of somebody else. Avoloi nerech, but he himself has no erchin. If another Jew would say, I want to be mechayev to give how much this goy is worth, there's no erchin for a goy. So we'll soon see how they dash in the psukim. But zev and zev, both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both agree, moidim shenoidrin v'nidrin, that a goy could make a neder, could be mechayev himself to give money to the Beis Hamikdash, to Hegdish, but there is a neder. And if somebody's mechayev himself to give the value of this goy to Hegdish, they could also do that. As avad, the goy has domim, he's worth something. If somebody says he wants to give his value to Hegdish, Havadar it's Chal, and the Goy also give him a chayv himself to give the Dhamma to Hegdish. That he could do. Now, let's see, what's the Machlek Shemayim of you? This one says like this. Tana Rabbanon like this. The Pasuk says, Pnei Yisro Marichin, V'yeinu Avdi Kechov Marichin. Pasuk says what? A Jew is in the Pasha. Pnei Yisro could be Marich, but a Goy has no din Marich. He can't put himself a chiyuv to give Erchin. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Lo Yehei Nerchin. Who then he has no value himself? If another Jew says, I want to give the value of a goy, he's not saying anything. Talmud, the pasuk says, no ish. It's mar ish. That a goy has an erchin on him. A goy has value to him. If another Jew says, I want to give his value, he's mechuyiv. Just the goy himself cannot make the erchin. He can't be a marach. On this, Amr Meir says, what's the svara? That but one pasuk says ish, even a goy. Well, mikrechet amai, one pasuk says no, b'nei Yisrael, not a goy. So, how come I say that nerech, he does have erech in the goy, but just for lay marech, he himself can't make the chiv to put a chiv erech upon himself? Why? His Rameh's for is, mifnei shiribu akosta ben erechin. The Torah says more cases that there is a pasha of erechin, more people have a value to them. More than people could put the chiv upon themselves. What's the proof? Sharei cheresh shaita v'katan. Nerech, a kid, or a cheresh shaita v'katan, or a fool, he has an erchin in the Torah. Avoloi marichin, they themselves have no das, they can't put the chiv upon themselves. But somebody else could say, I want to be mechayiv myself to pay how much this kid is worth. So you see, there is more erchin than there is marichin. So by goy also, a goy has an erich, just he himself cannot be a marach. That's Rabbi Meir's svara. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer know the opposite. The pasuk says again, "Bnei Yisrael" means nerchin. That Bnei Yisrael have an erchin, but Vein of the Kechavim nerchin. A goy has no value to himself. The Torah didn't give an erchin to a goy. Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe Yos Lo Yehem Arichin. A goy cannot put the chiv upon himself, even somebody else's erchin. Talmudim, the pasuk says, no ish, to be marvel that a goy could put the chiv upon himself if he's mechayiv himself to give how much another Jew was worth. There's an erichin for a Jew, he could be mechayiv himself to give that money to the Bedik Abayis. The Omer of Yehudi says, Yehudi explains himself, one pasuk says, ish, even a goy. One pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, only a Jew, not a goy. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Of Neiman Yom, how come I say Oyvi Kichav Marach a Goy is in the Pasha Marach? He can put the Chiv upon himself, but V'Loi Nerach he himself has no value according to the Torah." So Rabbi Yehuda swears, "Of Neishirib Lakosa Marichim." The Torah gives extra chedushim that a person could be a Marach, he could be a Mechayv himself to give the Erchin. Yosmi Ben Erchin, more than we find that there is a Pasha of Erchin himself. What's the proof? Sherei Tumtum V'Yadrugnis a Sofek Ish a Sofek Isha. Marichin, they themselves could put the chiv upon themselves if they take somebody else's erchin. Avolein erchin, just they themselves don't have an erchin. They see the Torah said more upon marichim than upon erchin. Therefore, a goy, according to the view, there could be a marich, he could put the chiv upon himself, even though he himself has no erchin. Omar Rabba says like this, Hilchos Sakar Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir Taka, and Rabbi Meir says a goy has erchin to him, just he can't be a marich. But Mistavra Taima Loi Mistavra, his reasoning is not a good reasoning. And Taima the Rebbe Yudah Mistavra, the reasoning of Rebbe Yudah is very good. But Hilchasa Loi Mistavra, but Allah is not like Rebbe Yudah. Why? He explains it now. Hilchasa the Rebbe Mistavra, the swear of Rebbe is very good. That Rebbe Yudah's swear was that a guy has a nerich, but he's not a marich. The Pasuk says, Loi Lochem Lonu Livnois is Beis Lokenu. That we don't take any money from the guy, we're not supposed to take money from the guy to build the Beis Hamikdash. Was a swore that a goy should not be a marach. We should not take money from him. But he himself has an erchin. Now, taimo to lay mistavra, just his reasoning is not right. To komaisa lay me cherashet v'kotim. Rabbi Meir says, I see a cherashet v'kotim, even though they can't be a marach, but they have erchin. Sateh is no tushtel. Shani cherashet v'kotim la b'nei deinenu. They have no das. That's why they can't be a marach. But shenken a goy that has das, maybe should be able to be a marach. Therefore, his svar is wrong, but his halach is right, that we do not take money from a goy to give to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, time of the Rebbe Yudim is down, but the reason the Rebbe Yudim is good, to come Yisrael mitumtum adru, he brings a raya from tumtum v'yadrugnis. The what the yafagav the b'nei din, even though the yaf b'nei din inu, still, they, even though they could be a marach, they have no erchin on them. So that's the svar to say a goy has no erchin. But, la b'nei din inu, Miatinu Rachmona, the Torah was a Mayatim. So, but Hilchos Aloy Mistavra, the Sforah is not like Reb Yudah. To say that Reb Yudah says a goy could be a marach means he could be mechayiv himself to give the money to the Beis Hamikdash and will take it. Because to say the Pasuk says, Loi Lachem Vulano Livnois, that Beis Lakeno, they said Nechemya said there, Chagmiel, they said about the Binya Beis Hashemi, that we can't take the money from the goyim, we don't take money from the goyim to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, a goy could be a marach. He could be mechayiv himself to give the money. What does he do with the pasuk of, for loy lechem, it's not for you to give, only for us? Goy has a right to be a marach himself to give a chiv, but nignas, that when he gives the money, Enechnami will hide it, we'll bury it, it'll be asabanol, like we won't use it to build a Beis Hamikdash. But a goy could be a marach. Elamiyati, so the Gemara asks the question, if we're not going to use the money, then lo yimaboy. If the goy is marachit, there shouldn't be any islamid if you have enough from it. The Tanakh learned like this. Chomish chetoyis hameis is a special five look about a korban chatis, where it has to die. Well, let's say it's nischarpu bailim, or the bailim was mace, so the loch, when the chatis has to die, umoyis holechas im melech, case where the money has to be thrown liyam melech, is lo nenev lo mailim, that there's no Isser, the Rabban is also to have a no, but there's no Isser Mila. So if so, here also, this money, if you're telling me now we're only gunners, that we hide it, we bury it, so if so, it should not have an Isser Mila on it. It's not only to be used for the base of, English. Allah Matana, how can we learn? That if a goy is makdis something, we learned, that when is there no Isser Mila on the Bekotchim is Beach, there's a special Gzeras Akosiv, that there's no Mila on a goy's korbin. But if a goy is makdish money to give to the Bedik Abayis, there is an Isamila. The question is why? If we're not going to use his money, we're just going to bury his money, so there shouldn't be an Isamila upon his money. sounds like this. The reason why we don't take the money is a different reason. Rashi says, Aloma Rova, Vade le Betekabayis, Ose, Vade, a guy has a right to give money to the Betekabayis. Or we may Ezra, and a special takon Ezra made, hang the time with the Shochlem. The reason why Ezra said we can't take the money from the Goyim, not because it's a din midiraisa, so we can't take the money from the Goyim. But a special tekon at that time, Mishum Rifim Yodayim, Rashi says. Mishum Shloihoyo Mishab Nutayim, but the Goyim wanted to give money, not for a good intention. Elishi Somcho Gamalayim, we should rely upon them, and we should listen to their advice, and they'll come and destroy the base of Migdash. They'll come and tell Shiyiswas Lay, they'll change the heart of Kurish to tell them not to build it. So the special takono that Ezra made not to accept money over there. That's called Elohim Arovim Mishum Rifim Yodayim Hu. They said the pasuk says, V'ya Moritz, Mirifim Yodei Am Yehuda, Umavolev Oysim Livnois. So it's only a special takono there not to take the money. But Mikra Din, if a guy wants to give money to the Beis Hamikdash, Havada, we have a right to take it. And there was a special takono over there at Ezra's time not to take it. The most says, Tony Chod, one price you will learn, Ovi Kechovim, Shif Nadev Nedovom, the Betty Gabais Makalvin, we do accept it, Himenu. But Tanya, there's another price that says, Hey Makalvin, Omer Rebbe Loyam, Rebbe Yechel Akasha, Habetchila Vesoyf, one's the beginning, one's the end of the base of Midish. The Omer Vasi, Omer Rebbe Yechel, Betchila, Filu Maim Melech, Hey Makalvin Mehem. Like Rashi saw before, we're afraid we'll be Samech on them. But Vesoyf at the end, only Dover Mesuyim Makalvin, Dover Shane Mesuyim Makalvin. That we could. And Echidam was to the Dover Mesuyim, Omer Rebbe Yechel going, Omer Kal Yerif. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll stop here.